Right, Grant, let's split it into two separate games. The first one, probably the feistiest pre-season match I've ever seen.
Yeah, it did. It got a bit heated. But it was a good game, wasn't it? I think the whole game was good. It was, you know, it was played with a proper tempo, you know, a proper aggression about it. We had a lot of players, especially in the first half team, who are new players. They're eager to impress. You know, they just wanted to do well. I thought overall, the whole game, especially if you're talking about the first half, the first 60 minutes, I think the second 30 minutes, we looked a lot better. We got the grips with the number 10 running on. That's how they scored their goal, with Doherty and Grant got the grips with it. And we got in some good positions. Obviously, our final ball was lacking, but we're still 2.5 weeks away from the season. A lot of time to work on that. But really pleased, but especially the second half in the first. You can see that, you know, the Marriott's, the Millers, the Lloyds, you know, they definitely bring a different dimension to us in terms of pace and aggression and running at people. And I think it'll excite the fans.
And you went for the 3-5-2, if you like, for the first half, but then the second match was a 4-4-2, so obviously trying out both varieties key, isn't it, during the course of a 46-game season?
It is, but it's having a look to see what suits us best, do you know what I mean? And we have recruited players to play the 3-4-1-2 or the 3-5-2, if you want to call it that, whatever way you want to call it.
Yeah.
So we have recruited the players to play that, but also We have to take into account that we've got some players who can play in a 4-4-2. You know, the Harry Andersons, McGuinn Edwards can play in that. You know, two fullbacks, Freestone and Liam. You know, they're both fullbacks. So it was important that we looked at two different formations today. You know, the second group who went out there, they started brilliantly in the first 30 minutes, and then you know, I said to the boys in the change room, I said, listen, when you start getting into the grips of it, have you got the ruthlessness to score another one to make it, you know, 3-1 instead of 2-1? Maybe we just set back a little bit. And when you're sitting off good teams like that, they can punish you, you know, championship teams. And it's a learning curve for the young lads in the changing room to see that. But I was more disappointed with the last 30 minutes. I felt as if we ran out of steam early. We looked a little bit leggy. I don't know whether a couple were feeling sorry themselves because we went 4-2 down. But it's something we can knock out of them really, really quickly, because I know we've got a really good group in there this year. It's definitely a good group.
We've just been speaking to Junior Marias, two goals for him, 4 in 3 now. He's obviously come back looking leaner, feeling sharper, and 4 goals in 3 games, a very good start.
Well, he deserves it, but you know what? The lads who have played well in the first two games played well again today. It's something you can't switch it on and off. You have to be, you know, real focused in every game. It doesn't matter if it's Nuneaton or QPR or St Albans. You can't switch it on and off. You can't think, oh, it's QPR today, I may perform. But the lads who have performed in the two games have performed in the three. Now, you know, they did it again today. The Lloyds, the Millers, the, you know, the Junior Mariases, they've all played really, really well in the three games. So I was pleased the fact that, you know, it felt as if the game went on forever, didn't it? I was tired watching.
No comment.
So, it was a good workout for us, and 60 minutes into their legs as well.
Can I just ask you about Tom Nichols and the situation with him? I know the chairman said there's been a bid from Bristol Rovers. What's the latest with his situation?
Nothing. Tom's our player. Nothing that I know of. Tom's willing to stay. He likes it here. He's got no problems with this club. You know, in the first two games, he was excellent. I don't know whether he was thinking about, you know, all the talk about him today. Maybe it distracted him a little bit, but he played a great ball for Junior, set Junior up again today for another goal. So Tom's our player. Tom will be here until I hear anything else.
And on the incoming front, I know the local paper, the Peterborough Telegraph, said Alex Penny, a Nuneaton player. I think he was sat near me in the stands. Was he just watching today? Is he just training with you at the moment?
Yeah, he came to see the game. I know he's friendly with Callum Chettle, so he came to see the game. We are in discussions to see if we can get something done at the minute. I don't think we're close, but he's a lad we know. There's a lot of Premier League clubs chasing him, so it's a difficult one. But good that he wanted to come and speak to us. You know, I think he's been in at West Brom already. I think Leicester, Burnley, teams like that are, there has been talk about they are interested in him. So it's good that he's come and had a chat with us, but I've left that with Barry and the chairman to sort that out with Nuneaton.
And Leo not involved today. Any reason for that?
He had a family issue that he had to attend. So I'll leave it at that. I don't want to go any further into it.
That's fine. Do you expect any movements in or out over the course of next few days or next week?
This is Peterborough. So when I walk out the store, somebody may have left the QPR or someone, I don't know. But nah, listen, I'm joking. Listen, there's interest for three or four of our players at the minute. I know Barry and the chairman's in discussion, deep discussion with a few. But the good thing is we've got ready-made replacements if they do go. So we'll play it by ear. We've still got 2.5 weeks to the start of the season, and obviously the window's open to the end of August. So there could be a little bit of movement in and out. So we'll be ready for it if it does happen.
Ipswich next up then. Do you know what you might do? You're going to sort of split that half and half again, or maybe give more to what you think might be your first 11? Any thoughts on how you play that one?
No, we'll split it again. We'll split it. I think you'll see probably on Saturday. Next Saturday we'll start going towards a team that we think may play, but we'll split the game again. Whether I look at two different formations again is something I need to think about. But I was pleased the game today, but I was pleased with the fact that the boys got 60 minutes in their legs. I've said all along, it's the result. Yes, I love winning, but it means nothing. It's a friendly. There's no points at stake. No one's injured. The physio just told me no one's
picked up. Which was good. First match win.
No one's picked up any knocks. So that's the most pleasing thing for me, is that the lads got 60 minutes. There's no knocks. We move on to Ipswich.
Great stuff. Thanks for your time, Grant.
Thank you.